And now we have the South Oxfordshire District Council councillors' update from Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. So get yourselves comfortable because it goes on a bit. We would first of all like to pay tribute to the many dedicated volunteers working at the Benson Help Hub for all of their efforts to keep our community supported and cared for during these difficult times. It has been hugely heartening to see the many small and large acts of kindness that have sustained our spirits and underlined how lucky we are to live alongside such thoughtful and selfless people. According to the most recent statistics we have seen from the Community Hub being operated by the team at SODC, there has been a relatively small number of referrals to the Benson Help Hub, which indicates what a great job this local group is doing in getting the message out to all local residents about the support that is on offer. It appears that the newly established community support network is working extremely effectively. One of our desires is to ensure that this local mobilisation and neighbourliness isn't lost once the emergency subsides, and we will be working hard to see what the District Council can do to support such volunteer groups in the future. Don't forget that we both have some of our allocations of £2,000 from our annual councillor grant allowance to support such COVID-19 support groups. Some has already gone to fund the setup costs for the Help Hub. Council operations. We are pleased to report that many normal council-run operations are continuing to operate, including waste collections, taxi licensing, renewals only, payment of benefits and housing services. All known homeless people in the district have been housed safely. Bulk waste collections have now resumed, as has the doorstep collection of small electricals, linen and batteries, which should help anyone who has taken advantage of lockdown to have a bit of a clear out. We can also take on new brown bin customers again. OCC has decided to reopen the Household Waste Recycling Centre at Oakley Wood on the 18th of May for domestic waste. Council meetings are also returning to our calendars, and the first virtual planning committee is due to take place on the 28th of May. So this will test out the new procedures to enable submissions from the public and from parish councils to be considered. There is a substantial backlog of cases to resolve, so new arrangements delegating decision making to the chair, vice chair and ward councillors have been proposed to reduce the number of cases needing to go to the full committee. Sue has written a letter to ask the Secretary of State to consider suspending the targets for the length of time to determine applications and also to readjust the 5-year housing land supply calculation, given that A, major applications cannot be considered fairly, and B, many local construction sites have effectively closed down during the emergency. We await a response, but we know that other planning authorities across the country are also lobbying on these issues. District plan. We are on track with the examination process and proposed modifications to the plan are being drafted for submission to the inspectors, e.g. on improving the environmental performance of all new buildings, both residential and commercial. But it will be up to the inspectors to accept or reject these. It has been suggested that the examination in public, EIP, could take place in the autumn, although it may end up being a virtual process if restrictions on public gatherings are still in place.
Continuing with the District Councillor's report update, planning reform. The government is consulting on how to reform the current planning process, and it is possible the district local plans will become less significant as spatial planning is elevated to the regional level through the Oxfordshire 2050 process. Neighbourhood plans, such as the one already in operation for Benson, will be even more important as a way to identify specific sites for development. It is therefore crucial for SOD councillors and officers to engage actively and constructively with our regional counterparts and for us to demonstrate in the need for a wholesale reduction in carbon emissions from construction and transport. It is clear that we will not be returning to the way we used to live, work and travel before the coronavirus pandemic, and we need to set a vision for renewal and future prosperity within the means of the planet. Safe cycling and walking. We were very pleased to hear Grant Shapps announce wide-ranging legislative reform to enable local authorities to prepare for the coming of the lockdown restrictions, the easing of the lockdown restrictions, by increasing facilities for walking and safe cycling. There is a strong support across Oxfordshire for such measures, and we will be pushing hard for the new arrangements to work for rural as well as urban communities. We were very pleased to hear that SODC had been allocated, on the subject of council finances, we were very pleased to hear that SODC had been allocated an additional £1.4 million in funding from the latest round of support from central government, bringing the total awarded so far to £1.45 million. While this is very welcome, our officers have calculated that a full year's losses under the current circumstances would amount to £4 million, which is a combination of the additional costs incurred plus the loss of income from services. The government has recently withdrawn its previous commitment to recompense councils for all lost income and is now saying that it will only cover the cost of activities which they have specifically requested. This is particularly galling since in recent years councils have been encouraged to diversify their revenue generating activities while funding from central government has been slashed. We can only wait to hear more on this from MHCLG, but in the meantime our finance team is providing regular feedback to them on how much the crisis is costing and how it is spent. The higher allocation in this latest tranche of funding emphasises the important role being played by district councils in the current emergency. We are certainly very proud of the way SODC have stepped up to the challenge and have responded to the new demands being placed on them.